Hey, Michael, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Let's see. Maybe. Hopefully, you can hear me. Can you hear me okay? Let me open the chat. There we go. Hey, Michael, I'm going to type a chat message into you. Hey, Mike. Hopefully you can see that. How are you, man? Are you doing good? I hope. Maybe you can hear me. Test, test, test. There we go. It gets back. How are you?
Hello there.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I can hear you good.
Oh, great, great, awesome. Yeah, look at you. You got your blue blockers on and everything.
Yeah, I do have another pair that isn't tinted, but I have but th these can go over readers, so that's why I sometimes will put these on.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw that you joined Kate the other day.
Yeah, it was fun. That
That's
was
cool.
cool.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah, how have you been? You've been all right? Doing well, I hope.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot better. It's been
Good.
a quite a learning experience for me. I'm
Wow.
feeling better. Feeling better.
I'm glad to hear that. That's great. That's great. Yeah, Isla, I was thinking about you, let's see, 2 days ago, and I was wondering how things were going because I know you haven't been here, but I know you have a brand new baby, so I was thinking, okay, you got to be super busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you talking
Me.
to?
Oh, Isla.
Oh, I was gonna say, geez. Please.
It's Beck,
so fun.
you're a new mom. This is amazing.
Oh,
How old is your child, Beck? No, that's kidding.
man.
That's funny. Yeah, so Isla, is it going well?
It's going well. It's going well. I'm still like out of the country, so I went back to the States for about a week and then I came back to
Oh,
this
no way.
country. Yeah,
Where?
dude.
So
So I'm
you were in
just,
the Dominican. You're still down
that's
there?
right. Yeah. Yep. So we're just kind of working on the construction over here and,
Wow.
working
Are
on a
you
piece of
there with your
land.
family or for
Yeah.
business?
No, the family.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So just kind of unplugging, getting away from that area, from
So
the
is it
States.
for vacation or for business with family?
No, it's to transition, to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
That's a
wow.
decision we made. Because right now things are just kind of cool and COVID's kind of died down, but rumors are going around. Things might
Right.
get worse. They're supposed to get worse. So that was like, so we're just kind of preparing.
Wow. So that's interesting. So how are you? Because for people that don't know, you have a real estate business. So how are you going to
Yeah.
operate that in the state? Are you going to keep operating that and have people work for you?
Yeah, in the States. I have people working for me in the States, and majority of the stuff we do actually is from the computer. So thank God we're able to still operate right
Wow,
from the
dude,
computer.
that's really
Yeah.
cool. That's really cool. So now the $64 million question was, how were you able to get your wife on board with doing all this?
Well, she's from here originally, so it was like it made sense because we were talking about Costa Rica and Mexico, and they were like, why not here? You know everybody. You know the area, you know the laws. Why not?
Wow.
It's kind
Yeah,
of cool.
we went down to the Dominican probably in 2013 or 14 on a health conference at a health retreat with a prominent doctor from Miami. And I forget what her name is, but I can find it. But she's got a place and she does retreats there in the Dominican.
Which part? Do you remember which part of the Dominican?
Oh gosh,
Was it Puerto Plata, Punta Cana?
I don't remember the name. Yeah, I don't remember the name, but she invested in like a this huge big mansion. It was 2 stories. It was this massive mansion on the golf course. And she went in on it with a couple of people to run re health retreats. Her clinic's in Miami, and so she does retreats out there. But yeah, I don't remember the name, but I could find that her clinic. But that's amazing.
It's
Are you settling?
interesting. There's a place nearby me, like maybe like 20, 15 minutes away. But I was looking for just like kind of food and stuff, and it was Indian food. So it's like an Indian or all organic retreat. They bought like 30 acres of land, and they have like, you could pay to stay there, and it's just kind of all inclusive, but it's all organic from their land and stuff like that too. So it's really interesting.
Wow, that is interesting. Yeah, so
maybe it's the same person. I don't know, because they do like retreats and stuff too. And
so I'm curious, dude, like with you and with me, I'm seeing the writing on the wall with a lot of stuff when it comes to COVID and this great reset and all this stuff. For you probably made the biggest move of all of us here, and that's moving your entire family to another country as a result of this. What are you seeing? Like, what are you seeing that made you do this?
That it's like calm before the storm, and that's what typically happens, right? And I'm hearing, it's funny because I was flying back to America 9 days ago. I was there and I was listening to the news. Let me hear what these people are brainwashing everybody else. And they were saying like, well, if FDA is, they're trying to approve one of these vaccines and FDA approves it, that means it's safe because FDA can't be wrong. Like, she was like preaching this stuff. I was like, really? Wow. She's like, and they were going to man. And then the college students and high school kids have to get mandated to have this vaccine to enter school back in September. So it's something that we feared, and we said, okay, well, all they have to do is just say, hey, you need this thing to go to school. There's no more virtual school. And if you don't, then, you know, ACS is going to get involved and take your kids away, because that's another bill that they passed though, as well, that if the parents are not willing to give the COVID, the government could make the decision for the parents. So in, let's say worst case scenarios, you refuse to give your child this thing, and they say, hey, there's almost homeschooling, and you refuse it, they'll take your kid away and force them to get this shots because they have the authority.
So this was a bill that was passed in Pennsylvania?
I think it's nationwide. This was like an executive order that Biden signed, that they were saying that he was allowed, they're allowed to do that. Government official, they can have your kids vaccinated if the parents refuse. So all they have to do is just take your kids away from you.
Right, right.
And then do whatever they want with them, because now there's a villain effect to protect the people.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's easy to see the writing on the wall, but it's also easy to write it off, right? Because I think as a culture, we have this sort of the syndrome that's like, we want the mommy and daddy figure, and we've been taught our whole lives the government is out to help us. And it's like the housewife that gets beaten, constantly making excuses for her husband in public, you know? And this is kind of how we are, where we see the writing on the wall, and any obvious person could look at it and say, you know what, you guys should start making some changes. But like a housewife that gets beaten, you just constantly make excuses and say, you know, they wouldn't do that. No, this isn't happening, or whatever.
And people kind of just want to go back to normality, right? So they're so like, they're so stuck to the system and the way of life that they are like, you know, they'll do anything to go back to it. So even here, people are like, oh, I took the shot. I took two shots. And I was like, all right, good. Stay away from me. I don't want to be next to you. Because that stuff is contagious. That's another thing. I'm not sure if you guys heard that if you do get the shot, you can actually spread it. And ironically enough, before I heard that, I did get sick after hanging out with somebody, and this dude had both the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
It's Peter.
What's up, man?
You just said something there that just rang. I had to come out. I had to jump in here. I'm an old man. What you just said, that people are what do you say about being dependent on the government or being? I lost it.
But oh, what anyway, I was. Oh, well, like what I was saying was, we have this. I think this trodden wife or this beaten wife syndrome, where just like a wife that gets beaten by her husband constantly makes excuses for him in public, you know, right. Just like she would do that. We do the same thing with our government. So like what Isla was saying was like, he's starting to see the writing on the wall, and he's making informed decisions as a result of that.
I got that. But you talked about something about the government taking care of you. When I was young, and this is the brainwash, that this is the mindset, this is what I want to bring out, that when I was young, we were taught not to take from the government because you would become dependent on them, and then they would have you. And people have totally lost that mindset.
Isn't that crazy? Totally,
It is. I mean, I can remember just, I can tell you, my father, we would have been eating beans and rice and living, you know, without electricity or whatever before we would have taken welfare, before we would have taken anything from the government. And that was just the mindset. Do not take from the government, because of when you become dependent on them and then they have control over you. And people have just totally lost that. And
it's amazing. You know, what's amazing is how, in how short amount of time, that's my brother, my own brother, told me that I asked him about his work, because he was put on some sort of restriction because of COVID. So he's only going in once a month or something, you know, and he jokingly said, yeah, I make more money, you know, not working than I do working. And this is the mindset. This is the mindset of people that somehow is turned into this. Trust the government, let other people take care of your health, let other people take care of everything you have, you know, and just being served by the government. It's crazy. Like,
I love your analogy of the abused woman. I've never thought of that. That's exactly true. They just keep pulling the rug out from under you, and people don't, you know, they cause this stuff, and people don't, they don't get it.
Yeah. It's starting to get really dicey, you know, and I think they're going to have to continue perpetuating fear as much as they can during the summer months, you know, and trying to get people.
We're talking about September and, hey, the fall, it might come back stronger. They're going to be preparing everyone to accept what's going to happen. There's supposed to be a financial crisis during that time also. Mm-hmm. And the money, like you're saying, like the unemployment, that's pretty much what it's doing is getting people accustomed to receiving money consistently, because I'm not sure if you guys heard it, they're trying to get everyone to do a payment system where everyone receives money, and there's some people won't even have to work anymore. They'll have to, basic housing allowance, essentially.
Yes. Because of minimum salary. Everybody got a minimum salary.
It's like going to be like communist economy. Like, here you go. Everybody gets money no matter what job you have. Even if you don't have a job, here it is. And, you know, because some of the jobs are going to get isolated. Get rid of.
Hey, Peter, just piggybacking on what you're talking about with your childhood and how your dad was with you saying, you know, don't take anything from the government. You know, for me, I've taking that maybe to the extreme, I think in every area of my life, and trying to just constantly remind myself that, like, you know, we are responsible for everything, you know, and I'm like that too. You know, I don't want any money from the government. I don't want any handouts. I don't, you know, a doctor's not going to come save me. There's so many ways to take ultimate responsibility. I think that's part of the key. Once you take responsibility for your life and for everything that happens to you, like for everything that happens to you, even if it's just a random thing, I think that's when you start getting your power back, you know.
There is buddy bark. That's
where their power is through the medical, though. I'm convinced
a little while ago
they were just about to kill me. They wanted me to take blood pressure medicine. And when I took the medicine, I mean, I'm convinced if I'd kept taking that medicine, I'd have all kinds of issues. Yeah. I'm seeing a naturopathic doctor Tuesday, and I'm really believing he's gonna bring my blood pressure down. My blood pressure is not that high. I'm naturally high strung, and you know they want to put everybody into this mold that says that, you know. But I can tell you, I have since I was a child, I've always had cold hands and feet. My circulation is bad, my hands and feet. I could never hunt or anything like that. When I go out in the cold, my hands and feet just get extremely cold. So where would I be if I, you know, and I believe my blood pressure is high because I need that circulation. Mm-hmm. And where would I be if I lower that blood pressure? And I think what I experienced was, I believe my heart was just beating like everything, my body was calling for that blood pressure. And I was artificially taking it down, and I feel great now. I feel the best I've felt in months.
Yeah, you know, so you know, with blood pressure, it's one of those things where, you know, it's so common, right? And I completely agree with what Dr. Bergman says, is that it's an adaptive response to a toxic environment, right? And or a lifestyle, you know. And so it's one of those things where blood pressure, the first thing you got to check is heavy metal toxicity. Heavy metals is really, really one of the biggest things. Low thyroid and low vitamin D levels are also associated with high blood pressure. So I think the metal associated with high blood pressure is, I think, nickel, if my memory is correct. So
can you, is there a test to find that? I mean, is it special blood work or is it show up in your blood or how do you?
Yeah, you can do a heavy metal test. You could test a number of different ways. You can test like dry blood, where you send your send your blood into a doctor. A friend of mine, medical doctor, does that test, and you can send a sample to him like that through the mail. And you can also do just a standard blood test from a lab, or you could do a wet blood cell, which is a live, they call it a live blood cell. So you can do any one of those three, and you can also do a hair mineral analysis and find out if there's heavy metals in your hair.
See, all this just aggravates the snot out of me that we have got so much technology and you know they know it and they, you know, they want, but they can't patent the stuff and they can't, you know, they make more money out of you letting you suffer from the heavy metals than if they cured you from it, then they don't make no money off of that.
There was a story I heard yesterday from, I forget which podcast I was listening to, but it was involved Ford Motor Company. And there was something that was going on. I forget which car model it was, but this was happening in the 1980s. And it was a recall that was going on with one of their cars. I think it was, I forget the model. But basically what was happening was when people would apply the brakes at a certain pressure, it would cause something in their engine to spark and blow up. And yeah, so back in the 80s, this was going on, and they figured out that if they did a recall on those cars and they were to fix all of the cars and then gave them back to the people, that would cost them more money than it would to pay the fine from not acquiescing to the recall. So they decided to just let people die because it was cheaper for their bottom line as a company, you know? Yep. And so it's one of those things too, you know, like it's, you know, doctors know about these blood tests, you know, certain doctors know, and they know what can cure you, but they just don't do it.
There's more money in letting you get sick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Justin, let me say something else.
Yeah.
I just heard this on social media today, that they're busting people now for, remember like the government was giving out the PPL loans, the whatever it is, the PPPL for small businesses, or if you need struggle and stuff like that. I never signed up for it. I went to the process and I said, no, something's weird about this thing. It's too easy. And they're going to be arresting people like next week, people who fraudulently took out loans for businesses or assistance and stuff like that. So they're going to be cracking down on that in addition.
Wait, say that again. So these are businesses that took loans out as a result of the COVID-19.
Exactly. Remember, they were doing a lot of like things for the government. The Fed was giving out a lot of grants, and they're not going to charge you for grants, but for actual PPP loans, whatever, or like the assistant loans, they're going to be arresting people for that.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. So how would they verify whether or not you use the money like the way they wanted you to use it?
Thing is, like, they have access to social media. Even from my previous career when I was an officer, we would just monitor the gang members' social media and people post things and things like that, and you just kind of, you're able to track that down. Right? You just they have complete access. Like, that's the thing, is we would just see everything, like hidden messages or posts, even if the accounts are private, we'll be able to see all of that stuff. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's
pretty. I watched the thing that they put $80 billion into IRS auditors, and the previous IRS administrator, whatever, said there's no way you can spend $80 billion on auditors. And I believe they're coming after small business.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember that when during the Obama time, they shut down the car dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, all these car dealerships were owned by Republicans, but they were going in with the claiming that it was when GM was supposedly in financial problems, which was another thing they caused with the Enron and all that.
Oh my god!
And and they just went in. Some of these dealers were doing really good, and they just went in with the IRS and just shut them down. And that's what's spooky. I don't know, you know, if you've ever had the IRS come after you, they can close you down. And that's the games they're playing. If you're not on, you know, I don't know. It just freaks me out. The stuff we're doing right here, they're probably listening to us right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And just the stuff you post on Facebook and stuff like that. And there's no getting around it. I don't know what the answer is, but they do have the ability to come after you. I haven't heard what he was saying about making it mandatory. I don't believe it's nationwide. I don't want to dispute what he says, but I think we'd hear that. I'm in Missouri. I haven't heard anything about, you know, mandatory. But then this is the end of the school year, and we got to, you know, we got the summertime and the fall. Lord knows, you know, that the things they can make up that, you know, oh, we got through this all right. You know, now everybody's vaccinated, and we got to make sure the kids are vaccinated going back into school. I can see that scenario. And that's just scary. It's spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what's going to happen. We still got 3 months, right? So they're going to push the panic button later on, probably towards August, you know, and kind of go from there. So
in my mind, this thing is over. I was at the hospital and I asked them, you know, when was the last time you saw a COVID patient? And they said, it's been a while. And I think it's over. I think it's gone. They're using it for political stuff.
Well, like I told Justin one time, I said, my fear is that they will release an agent that's real. Right. And what if it does get people sick and people die? And at that point, the normal average Joe's like, oh, shoot, this is real. I got to take the shot. I got to do what they say, because I'm seeing people drop left and right. And it's kind of interesting that we saw that movie. I'm not sure if you saw it. It's actually on Netflix. I know we're supposed to, well, a lot of people are boycotting it. But it talks, I think it's COVID-23, it's called. And that movie is kind of interesting because it's like forecasting and foreshadowing the possibilities, how like it becomes like Nazi Germany, where it's like people are marked, people are scanned every day. You have to do your own temperature with your own phone. And in order to do that, you need something injected in you, right? To be like Bluetooth connection. So they do that. And if you're sick, then they send people to your house with hazmat suits and, you know, arrest you and put you into a camp and whatever.
It's not far-fetched though to have a, give you something that they have the antidote to, just to wipe everybody out, you know, that they pass it around if you don't get their antidote. I mean, that's very, they have the technology to do that for sure.
Exactly.
So, is that called Songbird?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's with the girl. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is Songbird. Let me double check right now.
I'll put a link in the chat room.
Let me double check Songbird.
People, I'll put a link.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. It's really crazy.
Is that a series or like a movie? Like
just one movie. It's a good like hour, and I was like, whoa, this is something. It was extreme.
Yeah,
it's not too far-fetched.
It's just predictive programming, right? It's like, you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, they've been doing this stuff for years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's everyone else doing? Beck, are you doing well? Cause you live on a ranch, right? On a farm, you have grown your own food.
Yeah. Big time farming season now.
Yeah.
That's why I had to hide back in the bedroom because it's so noisy. The tractors are, I'm surrounded by fields.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's farming season now. The weather's beautiful and all the guys are rushing to get stuff out cause they're calling for rain, I believe on Monday.
Oh, so, wow. What do you grow? What in terms of food?
Well, we do beans and corn, and then we raise fish. We have 3 ponds of fish. Who knows how much of that goes for food? I don't know. You know, the corn probably goes for a lot of plastics and, well, I guess the beans too, isn't that? A lot of it goes, the gas goes for petroleum. I don't know how much of it's really food.
Wow. And are you doing like, are you doing animals, goats and bees and stuff
we
like that?
We used to raise a lot of livestock, but we don't anymore. We have 2 pigs out in the barn. That's just because our grandson is doing fair pigs.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise we don't have it. And our girls have chickens. But we used to have about everything on this farm, but we just have the fish now.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's just too much work. It's just back breaking, you know, baling and all that stuff. And I always hate it. Baling, it's so heavy and hot. And
yeah.
I mean, it keeps you healthy. Keeps you healthy. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Being out in the, you know, full spectrum sunlight, you know, yeah. All of that being grounded, and moving your body in that way is really healthy. But I hear what you're saying. I can imagine it's a lot of work.
Yeah. But it, you know, it keeps me healthy. I mean, I've been relatively really healthy all my life, except for, you know, issues I'm dealing with now, but, I didn't go to the doctor for it, so that's good. So thanks to all you guys and Bridget. She helped a lot the other day in the meeting. Hi.
Yeah, she's great. I love Bridget. Yeah.
I'd love to go see her place.
You're welcome anytime.
Yeah. Now, what actually are you a naturopath doctor, or what is your?
I have a holistic approach. So I'm a PA here, and I have a medical director, Dr. Silva, but I do extensive training primarily with physicians out of Germany. But I specialize in IV nutritional therapy with a high amounts of vitamin C and glutathione, silver, ozone therapy, stem cell, anything from autism, cancer, preventative, adrenal fatigue, anything and everything.
That's awesome. But,
yeah.
I have a niece and nephew that live in Dunedin, so pretty close there. You're in Tampa, correct?
Yes. Dunedin's not too far. About an hour, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know my niece works in Tampa, actually. I don't even think it's an hour.
What does she do?
She does something with computers for... I think it's the software stuff to protect from viruses and all that. She has a pretty good job. It's over there where... You know where the big Scientology place is there in Tampa?
Yeah, that's near Clearwater.
Okay. Yeah. She took me around there, and I felt like I was on a different planet when I saw those people walking around with their different colored vests on. I go, am I in a movie right now? It was the weirdest thing.
It is strange.
Pointed out different where different ones lived, you know, and
right.
It's weird. It's
That's awesome. Anthony, how are you doing, man? Doing well?
Yeah, doing good. Just out here in the out here eating some lunch, enjoying the weather.
Nice, man.
Get some vitamin D.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, that's cool. It's funny because you know, there were such simple practices. I was thinking about this last night that us, you know, we know about that other people don't know about, you know. And I was just thinking about this time with my brother when he was here last, and we're all hanging out in the backyard, speaking of being outside. And it was just such a simple thing, you know, like I was wearing sandals and I don't wear sunglasses when I'm outside, but you know, it's such a simple thing. We're standing on the grass and he was standing there with his shoes on and sunglasses on. If I had sunglasses on, all you have to do to do things that are so simple, it's just so simple. Take off your glasses and take off your shoes, and you can do that in such a casual way that people don't think you're weird. People don't think you're crazy, but just standing. So for 15 minutes, when I'm hanging out with my brother, I'm thinking he's making himself sicker and I'm making myself healthier, but we're doing it in such simple, easy ways that requires really no effort or discipline. But it's just little things like that, right? Like not wearing sunglasses, making sure you get outside. I'm so simple.
Yep.
It's cool.
Simple is best.
That's it, man. So what are you having for lunch? Can you share some with us, or what do you got?
I got an avocado for my A, D, E, and K.
Okay, nice, nice.
I have some yogurt here with blueberries and bee pollen.
Oh, man.
Which I recently found from a local farmer's market.
Oh, great.
And I have a salad. Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Sounds like a good meal. You're making me hungry.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So can you eat bee pollen with no, do you get any reaction? Because sometimes people get reactions to that.
Yeah, so it's crazy. My sister, sorry if you can feel the wind. My sister actually, I just told her to get some because she was having knee problems. And she was trying to say that she wanted to increase her calcium. I said, don't do that. She was trying to take calcium carbonate. And I said, don't take that.
Oh, wow.
Just get some collagen and then also get some bee pollen to, you know, definitely increase her copper absorption and ability, you know, to really maintain magnesium. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, she started having a reaction to it. So try something else. But yeah, I haven't had any problems with it. I've started taking it about maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love the taste. I can eat it regular. I could usually eat it with yogurt. So yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had a reaction once. It's the strangest thing. I'd been eating it for months, and then one day I had a reaction, and then it was really bizarre. And then so I went to taking the capsules, you know. But so yeah, no reactions from the capsules. But
yeah,
it's interesting. Bee pollen is one of the nature's power foods, man. Like you mentioned before with copper, you know, if you don't have enough copper, then you're not going to be able to mitigate that iron that you're being exposed to and that's oxidizing. So copper is really, really important, and bee pollen is super high in copper. So that's great. Bioavailable copper.
Yeah. So maybe that's what's getting people to, you know, I've seen these TikToks where people are having their magnets are going on the injection sites.
Oh yeah. Have you seen that?
Of the sites. Yes, I'm trying to stay away from all that stuff here.
Oh man, right? I know. Have you guys been seeing those videos?
Oh, tell me more.
Okay, so Anthony was saying there's videos going around that where people are getting the injection. Now, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. I don't know for sure, but I'm just questioning it. But it wouldn't surprise me in the least. But people are basically taking little refrigerator magnets and putting them on their arm or shoulder at the injection site of where they're getting this big C, little V injection. And the magnet's mm-hmm. sticking to their skin.
That's
now,
crazy.
I'd want to see, like, you can search it on YouTube right now. But I'd want to see if the, you know, some other people do it. I'd want to see it in real life, but nothing surprises me anymore.
No, neither.
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, messed up.
Yeah, crazy, right? I mean, it's amazing what people are falling in line with and people, but this is kind of like what we're going back to before when we're talking with Peter is this idea that we outsource everything. What is it about people where they think that they trust the government enough to inject an unknown substance into their arm that has no liability, that hasn't been proven to work, and for which there's a 99.97% success rate in your own immune system overcoming this thing. Like, where did we get this idea that we trust the government and mega corporations so much that we'll let them do these things to us? It's amazing to me the level of mind control that's happened in our culture. I don't know. I have some theories as to why, but I mean, it's
mind blowing, isn't it?
Oh,
but yeah. Tell people something long enough and they will believe it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm constantly, you know, just the other day, Kate and I were taking the dogs for a walk and we're walking. And I was saying to her, you know, I just can't believe that people will line up for this shot. Right. Basically what I just said to you. And she said to me, well, how come, to me, it's not shocking. Like, it still shocks you. People would do that. And it's just like, I'm still shocked. I'm still blown away that people will get this thing. But, you know.
Have you seen Bill de Blasio, I think the New York mayor, he was showing people that if you get it, you get free fries.
Yeah.
You get free fries and a burger.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, for people that are diabetic, I mean, it's already bad enough to go on, you know, but then you're promoting horrible eating. Like, that makes no sense.
Krispy Kreme's giving away free donuts if you get the vaccine. I'm like, that's great health promotion. Krispy Kreme donuts, french fries, and burgers.
Yummy.
Great yeah. marketing, right?
You know what our wonderful governor's doing in Ohio? He's giving away $1 million lottery type things.
Heard about that.
$5 million.
I heard that, yeah.
Because we don't have anything better to do with our money in Ohio, but to give it away to some moron that's taking the vaccine. That's so cool.
So I don't know if you guys have heard this, or if you have, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, or whether or not it's actually true. But there's a theory going out where I don't know if you guys are familiar with that website. I think it's Deagle, and Deagle is a corporation that gets their information from the FBI, the CIA, a bunch of the FDA, a bunch of the three-letter agencies is where they get their information from. And so they make these 10-year predictions. And so every 10 years, they make a prediction of different things, you know, based on the models and the, you know, information they're getting from these agencies. And in 2015, their prediction for the U.S. population was 65 million in the year 2025. Mm. And right now, as you guys know, it's 330 plus million is at least what they tell us, right? So if that's true, then that means like a fifth of the population is going to be going away. Mm-hmm. And I haven't verified that. I don't know, you know, if you guys know anything about that, I'd be curious to see if you guys have heard that.
I've seen a couple of videos of that, and it's a massive drop in the UK, United States, and Australia. They're just talking about big population decrease by what you said, 2025, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In 2020, they had like they were pretty spot on, or close to how many people we're gonna have. So it's just weird, and I know a lot of those videos are getting like taken down, also. So.
Well, if you put that together, you know, I don't know if you've seen the graphs with when they started the vaccination, the mass vaccination programs, the deaths skyrocketed. I mean, across like multiple countries. So that may have something to do with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're trying to get at, is that they're predicting that there's going to be a lot of deaths, either from the shots or the, you know, whatever it's going on there. Whatever next virus that's going to get people.
That's what got me. Biden was bragging he hit double his goal of 200 million vaccinations, which would be 2/3 of the Americans. And then Fauci is on testifying before Congress that we have to do something because the cases are going up. You know, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
They got everybody vaccinated and the vaccine works. Why are not the cases going down? But right. And there's all kinds of statistics. I believe didn't the doc share a graph deal that the reactions, and I've been saying that ever since the first, and I believe it's true that you're going to find that more people die from the vaccination than die from the virus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to say they have got such a good little scheme going on, because they have a really great explanation, at least for the normies out there that believe everything they say. Mm-hmm. You know, Devin was just saying to me in a chat that they're still going to be blaming all these deaths on the virus, and they're going to blame it on the people that don't get vaccinated. So it's like for every little move and counter move, they have such a great little narrative to play with. And, you know, we see right through it, but you know, people that believe the mainstream media, they'll just take this hook, line, and sinker. It's just like a narrative. It's like a movie script. You know what their next move is going to be. And it makes me laugh every time I see exactly what we all talk about, you know?
And they're playing on the two strongest human emotions. Fear is the big one. And if fear isn't working on you, they do the guilt. Get the shot for your neighbor. Stand up, do your part.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, guilt.
And my brother-in-law sat across the table from me last weekend, and I couldn't even respond. I just thought, I have to say this on the call next week because they're going to laugh. He said, say what you want to about the masks, but the masks work for the flu. Everyone's wearing masks. There has been literally no flus this year. And I just sat there and blinked my eyes at him like, oh, my God, I can't believe he just said that. Does he honestly believe that? It's just insane.
There's a lot of people that do.
What's that, Beck?
There's a lot of people that believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I have a sister that said, oh, did you notice nobody has colds this year? The masks are working. And I came back with, they just have bronchitis and pneumonia and they're breathing their crap in all day. That's awesome. Crazy. With their dirty mask. I see the kids at school, they throw them on the floor. Then they go back up and pick them up, you know, and they're playing ball. Because when they're sitting in the bleachers, they have to wear the mask when they get to go out and play. They can take them off, but they forget about them. So they throw them back at their teammates. They're falling all over the gym floor. They go back, put them back on.
It's insanity.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point now where, I mean, I'm doing a bunch of research. I'm doing a 12-part series soon, and I've been doing some research on this whole thing. I mean, I've been researching this since the beginning, but I'm now starting to correlate and organize all the research I'm pouring through, the studies and articles and things. And it's getting to be so overwhelming that there's just an endless amount of data, you know, showing that the whole thing is a scam. And we all know this. But the challenging thing to me is, for me, I just like, no one's going to listen who, like, no amount of data that we share with someone is going to make them listen.
No.
I don't think.
No.
So what do we do at that point?
It won't. I don't know.
That's the question.
Anytime I ever say anything, that's the big word I get thrown in. But look at the data. Look at the data. Yeah. And it just amazes me. It's crazy.
Well, I've got data up the yin yang. I'm doing like I've got 12 different parts of this series that I'm going to be doing and just sharing strictly data from the government, right? So you cannot argue with it. It's from the CDC, it's from the FDA, and it's from their mouthpieces. But it really doesn't matter, because imagine, like, let's say Dr. Bergman did this, or take, you know, the most profound, you know, doctor in our world, Dr. Mercola has written a book about this, right? You take that book and give it to people and they're still not going to believe. So it's to the point now where I'm going to have the data just for my own benefit. And I'm not going to try to convince people, because they're going to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But it's become a religion, I think, at this point. Mm-hmm.
Is it's mind control. And if you want to believe it, you're just do your own mind control test. And it'll prove to me that's what they're doing to people. And it works, because I did my own mind control. And in 60 days, I have virtually changed my life. It's amazing. Yeah.
So Claudia, in case people weren't around, I think last week or 2 weeks ago you came on, and I think it was your first time, and you talked about how, like, your life radically changed. Share that again.
I did. Cool. I had an aha moment when I was sitting there and seeing very smart people I know get brainwashed into all of this. And I was like, wow, if the media can brainwash these people, it took them a year to do it, then I can brainwash myself into a new thought process. And I have chronic pain issues. It's dropped by about 75 to 80%. I'm about 25 pounds lighter without trying at all. I eat, and it's just teaching my mind that, you know, a cookie is not a treat like I thought it was, because that's what I was led to believe. And I've retrained my whole thought processes, and it's just been totally amazing to me.
So Claudia, for me, what convinces me to make the right decision at certain times when I feel like, you know, I really want to eat something bad or do something that's negative for my health. My go-to is that I'm like, it's a spiritual deep connection that keeps me from doing that, because we've been taught as a culture that, like, oh, I've gone through this hard time, I deserve a little break, or I deserve a reward, right? That's what we're sort of conditioned to say. I deserve this. I've been through a lot. But my level of thinking on this is, I'm thinking from a higher place, like, where is this food going to take me? And am I the type of person that just easily gives in to their desires and gives in to their cravings? Or am I a better person than that? Am I someone who is going for something different and going for something better? And there's a quote that I heard a long time ago that said, if you want what everyone else has, just keep doing what everyone else is doing.
That's right.
But if you want something different for yourself, then you have to do something different every single day. And that comes down to how you live your life, the decisions you make, and the understanding of who you are and where you're going and what you want the impact of your life to be. And so all those things, those sort of deeper thoughts come into my mind when I'm deciding whether or not to eat something I shouldn't eat or participate in something that's negative for me. Right. So the question is, like, how do we imbue those thoughts and that type of thinking to other people? And I'm curious, what you from doing things like that?
I mean, I'm very proud of the fact that now I believe I have a very exceptionally strong mind to be able to do this to myself. And it has to be something that comes from way within you, like a spiritual thing, because someone can ask you and you can tell them, well, no, it's not a pill you can take or anything. Right. And it was just that, how I must be an exceptionally strong person to be able to stand back, remove myself from what's going on in this world and see what's happening. And how come people cannot see that? And to me, it was like this, oh my gosh, it's so clear. So that's what it was for me. I turned this negative world into something so positive for myself.
Wow, that's awesome. What was the initial thing that made you want to start digging deeper and looking more into things?
Well, number one, I've never taken a vaccination in my adult life. I don't believe in it. I don't go to the doctor for all the tests. I'm just not that person. And then, of course, I ran into some physical things and I started getting sucked into the system, you know, hip replacement, fusion. And then I thought, it's the wrong boat. So I just removed myself. I found Dr. Bergman, and that led me into somatics, you know, getting my body moving back in its natural state. And it's just been a long journey. And then all of this just, I was missing the spiritual part of it, and it found me.
Wow, that's awesome. And you're obviously someone open enough to want to, you know, do research. So that's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. All the time. I read and I read and I read and I read.
That's so cool.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Justin, I can chime in with her so much. I've spoke about this on the call before. I've healed so much. It started with acne. I mean, in 3 days, listening to a Wayne Dyer just changing my thinking, and my acne went away. And I've done it with my teeth and all that. But what I was talking about that I just experienced with my blood pressure, taking the blood pressure pills, they wanted to put me on a treadmill, do this nuclear stuff in my veins and do a stress test and all this, and I canceled it all. You go down that rabbit hole and there's no end to it. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that, you know, the way I was feeling, and they talk about the symptoms and stuff like that. I mean, I was getting chest pains and stuff like that. It's what she's talking about. It's a mindset.
It is.
And the public is just, how much is the public told they're getting sick, they're getting this? And yes, it's just, and they're just, it's total mind control. It is. There's no explanation for it. Because what you're talking about, you go, and that's what's so frustrating to me, if you go to the website, go to the CDC, all the evidence is there. You can watch the video before Congress. You got doctors testifying, you know, we can knock this out in 3 or 4 days. And you just even listen to Fauci, you know, he contradicts himself over and over. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you listen to Ron Paul, and he just, you know, he can chew him up and spit him out. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, it's like they get a 30-minute deal in Congress to talk to these people, and they prove them wrong. They prove it, you know, all this, and then they just go away, and the news doesn't report it, and nobody, you know, and then you go back to their rhetoric, you know, you got to get vaccinated and all this, and it's mm-hmm. spooky. I don't know what the end is to it. We are the end to it. I'm convinced you can bring together groups like we're bringing together. And that's the answer. I mean, we have to turn our minds against it. And they're powerless against you. I do believe that. You kind of freak me out with, I've never heard that stuff. You talk about the energy, that the evil, they have stronger immune systems. They have stronger, more power than you do.
Oh, Cartman's drama triangle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
would you post something about that or put a link? Is there?
Yeah, I'll put a link to it. It's really interesting. I heard this from my friend Dr. Richard Massey, who was on the show, and he talks about the three energy fields that we all live in, and we sort of hop in between all three of these fields. And the fields are the three different fields that we exist in are the victim, the helper, and the perpetrator. And the victim is, you know, people in. You know, people that we all know, right? Oh, the government needs to take care of me. Oh, blah, 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 right? You know, always crying and complaining. We all know the victim. And then the helper, generally people like us, right? We want to help other people, and we want to make sure that people understand things and take control of their health. We want to help people. That's the helper. And then the perpetrators are those that generally kind of just go through life as the cool guy. They want to just, you know, they just do whatever they want to do. They don't care about anybody. What they think about them. They have no regard for people's feelings. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want. And trying to determine the level of their health, those perpetrators tend to live the longest, and they have the strongest immunity. And they're the people that are robust and strong. And it's really kind of weird, right? Because you think, how could that be, right? But what's happening is that their white blood cells are taking cue from their physiology, from the way they view the world. And we all want white blood cells that go out and conquer, right? And take over things. That's what we want our white blood cells to do. And that's why they're the strongest immune system is the perpetrator. And then the weakest immune system are those people that you would think are the victims, right? Always get, you know, getting surgery. Kate has a client of hers that has had like 56 surgeries. She's like addicted to getting surgery. It's just the most bizarre thing. But they're the complainers, you know, the victims. But really, the weakest immune system is the helper. Those of us that want to help other people, because we somehow don't feel validated unless other people see the world the way we see the world. And we're constantly giving up our power and our energy and our healing energy in order to feel like we're whole if other people heal themselves. And so Dr. Massey said the helper is one is growing every day to becoming sicker than the person they're trying to help. And so that's why it's really important to make sure that we don't give our energy away, constantly trying to help other people when they don't want it. And then I think it was Freud who talked about this Cartman's drama triangle and said, what we really want to be is that we want to turn that triangle into a pyramid and turn two dimensions into three dimensions. And we want to raise up above those three energy fields and be the silent observer of them all. And once we do that, then we don't have to identify with any one role. And we can see that we're overexerting ourselves, trying to convince other people of things or trying to help people. And we realize I'm not that energy field. I can do something different. And I can just step away from that. And I don't have to place my energy there and my identity in that helper energy field. And so it's just it's a really interesting way of looking at things. And I think it seems to be really true. Sorry for that long-winded explanation, but
cool. And when you learn to self-validate yourself, you do not need other people's validation.
Exactly. That's so true. I like that. Yeah, that's so true, isn't it, Claudia? When the more you think about that, it's so true. You don't need other people's validation. We're always looking for other people to validate us, aren't we?
We are, but we really don't need it. You know, if you really work on the inside of yourself and really giving yourself positive affirmations, you no longer require that.
Yeah, I agreed. Know, right?
And, that was my input. Yeah. My input was I agree.
I love it.
Dr. B has some really good strategies for that. I think it was a while back, one of his videos, I think in the Academy, where he just talks about speaking positive affirmations every day. You know, I am, and fill in the, you know, blank. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am, you know, and with some deep breathing, it really seems to help, you know, provide those positive affirmations.
60 yeah. days I've been doing it and I'm walking evidence. It works.
What are
and
you
that,
doing?
I think that same video was sort of what got me started on all of it.
So Claudia, what are you doing specifically?
Oh, I do positive affirmations every day. I fall asleep with them going to sleep about how your mind is the most powerful tool there is for self-healing. And I listen to that. I found one group I like on YouTube quite a bit called the Mindful Movement. And it's just really, really helped me. And still working on meditation, on calming my mind down and just realizing if I don't learn. If I don't learn to like calm down, you know, the fight or flight, the parasympathetic, sympathetic, I'm never going to heal my body. So it's just been that learning how to, and I'm even sleeping now. It's amazing. I haven't slept like this in, I don't know, 10 years.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. There's just something about that, right? Where you just constantly are bombarding yourself with positive mm-hmm. affirmations. There's something really powerful that goes on because
there is.
Constantly we're doing the opposite on a subconscious level too, you know?
And
you know, when you look at the mirror and you have that little thought, I don't like the way I look or mm-hmm. wow, I'm aging or something like that. That's just constantly, that's going to have an effect on your physiology. You know,
it does. Same thing. You get up every morning. Oh, my back is so stiff and oh, I'm never going to walk normal again. Keep telling yourself that, you're going to believe it.
Yep.
So
and
just
it's gonna happen.
talk a different language, try a new approach. And it may not work for everybody, but for me, it's been life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do what you can with what you have, right?
Exactly. Take responsibility for oneself. There you go.
That's it, Claudia. I think that is that's such a deep spiritual truth. Like the role that responsibility plays, man, mm-hmm. it's just, for me, it's just, It's so powerful when I really start to think, because there's a lot of things that happen to us. I don't know about you guys, but where they're just random things, right? Like, you know, something happens randomly. But when you start realizing, like, in some way, I'm responsible for even the random things that seem like they're out of my control. I'm responsible for it all. And when you take ultimate ownership of everything that happens to you, it really puts you in the driver's seat, because then you can change what you can control, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and this is where the media, you know, really wants you to pick a side when it comes to politics, because, you know, of course we understand that one side tells you to, you know, pull up your bootstraps, so to speak. The other one says, you know, here's a handout. And, you know, I've learned over time now, both parties are playing against each other, right? I think both parties, I think at the end of the day, are eating and drinking and giving, you know, just having fun with each other, because that's part of that dichotomy that they want us to stay divided. Mm-hmm. But personal responsibility, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, truly should be what everyone take in and utilize, so that it doesn't matter what environment you come from, right? Because there are people that have beaten the environment and have been an asset to go against, you know, just, you know, give me a handout, or even just say all by myself. You know, you need a balance of both. So it's really important to know that you need a balance of both.
Yeah. And also too, like looking at ideas, I think for me, looking at ideas in a way that it's like building a home or something. Look at ideas and media and all these things, like offers. And what's the ramification of believing something? Like even in the natural world, right? Thinking, just believing that there's a virus out there that can harm your body immediately puts you in a weakened position. Even if there's things that we know that can kill that virus, like ozone, ultraviolet blood, IV vitamin C, you know, all these things, methylene blue, all these things kill viruses, right? Oregano, MMS, all these things kill viruses. But even just the thought of thinking there's something out there that can fly through the air, and if someone sneezes on me, I can catch this thing. Just that thought alone is it puts you in a weakened position. So like really choose to believe things that don't weaken you. Choose to believe things that strengthen you. You know, ask yourself, does believing in a virus weaken me or strengthen me? And if it's weakening you, then it's just don't believe it. And, you know, have you guys seen the memes about how, like, somehow the virus doesn't seem to be affecting people who don't give a shit, is what the meme said, you know? It's just like, it's funny because it's true. Because, like, what Claudia was saying earlier is, like, fear is their biggest weapon, you know? And, you know, ask yourself, does it enhance my physiology by believing that there's a virus that can kill me or weaken me, you know? Even if there's natural cures for it, which there are, but even if there are, it doesn't do you any good to believe that. So I don't know, it's just something to think about. And looking at all these things, like I like to think of them, ideas as like a tool. Like your job is to build a house, right? And so, you know, you may need a saw, you may need a hammer, you might need some nails. Your job is to build a house. And so you use these tools to do a certain job. And so you can play with ideas in that same way. You can say, hey, this idea that I have is useful for me to carry out some action, right? And then once you're done, you can just let that idea go and you don't have to believe that anymore. And just looking at ideas like a tool kit for building a house, you know, you have a certain job that you're trying to do. So the question really becomes like, what is the job we're trying to be? What kind of person am I trying to create with these tools that I have? And those are questions we don't really ever ask ourselves, you know? Just some thoughts, random thoughts. Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Nothing much, man. We're just having a good conversation here.
I figure it might be over. I'm like, well, let me just see if I can catch the tail end of it.
Yeah, I usually go a couple minutes. Usually I'm supposed to be done by 10 for my 10:45 show, but I like to go longer anyway. So how are you, dude?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's finally warming up here in Chicago, so.
Oh, wow.
Like summer.
Yeah, and then you have like a 2-month period where it's nice weather before the heat comes, right?
Not really. It goes from like basically winter to summer, like right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fall's okay, but there's not really much of a spring here.
Wow. So things are going well. Are you working today or no?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. So Bill wanted to know about our thoughts on the vaccines. I've got my thoughts. What? Rob, do you have any thoughts on the vaccines?
I mean, it's not a vaccine. First of all, it's gene therapy, gene exactly. modification. You know, yeah. So you know they're mis. I mean, they're calling it a vaccine, but that's not what it is. So they're misleading people. You know. Yeah. And they've admit themselves that you can still catch COVID and transmit it. So by definition, that's not a vaccine.
Yeah. And it has to prevent the viral spread. It has to do all these things. It has to lower your death rate, has to prevent COVID from being in your body. I mean, there's like four or five criteria that it has to meet in order for it to be called a vaccine, but it doesn't meet any one of those.
Right. Plus, I think it's got like nanotechnology in there. It might be implanting some sort of like metal or something in your body, because I'm seeing these videos on Telegram, all kinds of videos of people like putting magnets on their arms where they got the jab and it's like sticking to their arm.
Yeah, we've seen those. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, my parents got the vaccine, so I may have to do it to them next time I see them.
Hey, Mom, real quick, let me put this magnet on your arm. Don't mind me. That's hilarious. Yeah, it's one of those things. I was reading on Moderna's website a couple of days ago, and they call it a software program. I think those are the exact words that they use. It's a software imprinting program.
I think they call it the software of life or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's the words. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I mean, if you look at the VAERS, numbers, it's insane. There's over 5,000 people that have now died. Recorded on the VAERS site that have died from the vaccine, and tens of thousands that have been reported that are injured. And they say that only 1% of these cases ever get reported to VAERS. So that number is likely 10 times higher.
Yeah, that was the Harvard study, I think, about 10 years ago with a VAERS it was less than 1% actually get reported, because apparently it's pretty difficult to get, for doctors to know about it, but then also for patients to do it. And they have to submit their information in the right way. And there's actually a disclaimer on the VAERS reporting system that if you submit data that's not true, that's a criminal offense. And so it's not like this is going to be people just submitting false data to theirs, you know? So this is, it's really important information for people to know.
And it's sad. The sad thing is, you know, the news isn't reporting this at all. Nothing but deaths or injuries.
Yeah. And, people don't realize that there's going to be more boosters, you know, as they continue to propagate the myth that there's more strains. And like they can't have it both ways. They can't say, doctors will say, well, the VAERS is unregulated. It's not, it's not really accurate. You know, you can't prove, there's no causality. You can't have a system that the government themselves sets up for you to report injuries from a vaccine and then choose to not believe those submissions. You know, you just can't have it both ways, you know?
Yeah, no, the CDC and the FDA, I think, are behind the VAERS. It's a government site.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doctors are supposed to report on there. A lot of them don't, though.
Yeah. So here's this, $64 million question when it comes to vaccines. You know, a lot of us can say, we'll never get this thing, right? But what happens if, for example, Rob, I don't know how old your parents are. My parents are 80, I think 81. What happens if something goes in their life where they are in an old folks home, they're in a hospital, say, for example, and they're on hospice or whatever the case is, they're dying. And they say, the hospital says, you need to get a vaccine in order to see your mom or dad. You know, there's going to be cases like this. What about blood transfusions? People getting vaccines and then somehow you need a blood transfusion. I mean, there's mitigation strategies we can all do, and we know all these strategies, but there's going to be really interesting cases that come up, that present themselves in situations to people,
Well, speaking of blood transfusion, you heard that the blood banks aren't taking blood donations for people who got the vaccine recently.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the sad thing is it's going to get to the point where they're going to try to force you to get this in whatever way they can. I mean, in the past, they just kind of use the honor system. Like when I visited my niece in the neonatal intensive care unit, which was premature, you know, they were like, okay, well, you have to make sure you had the flu shot before you can come in the, you know, the neonatal unit, you know. And I told my brother knows how I feel about vaccines. He's like, well, I'm not going to get it. If I can't see my niece, cause like I have to get the vaccine, then I just have to wait till she gets out of the hospital, you know? But luckily they didn't check. I just lied. I'm like, yeah, I got my flu shot. Let me hit, you know, but that's not going to fly. I think with this thing, they're really going to try. They're really pushing this hard. I've never seen so much propaganda for this thing as I have for anything else for this vaccine.
So I have a theory about why the CDC is lifting their mandates for at least here, in a lot of the grocery stores. So I don't know if you guys know, but Trader Joe's, Sprouts, and Costco, and I think another store recently lifted their mask mandates in their store. And I have a couple of theories as to why, and I'm curious if you guys have theories. So my theory is the vaccine is going to shed, right? All vaccines shed. So there's a shedding potential there that they're maybe one of the reasons why is because they want to target people who have not been vaccinated, right? So that's a good way to do that. Lift the mask mandates, vaccine sheds more in public. And then the other theory is, well, the stores are going to, you know, during this summer months, you're going to have this time where you have to kind of let things up a little bit. And so they're going to have a time where the stores, I called Sprouts manager the other day and he said, we're not going to deny you service if you don't wear a mask. We'll just assume that you have a medical condition or you've been vaccinated. So pretty soon they're going to be getting pushback from their customers saying, I don't feel comfortable. I've had my vaccine. I don't want to shop in your store and get COVID-19 from people who are not wearing a mask who have been unvaccinated. So I think this is also another push to try to get data so that they can eventually say, you know what, in order to come in, if you don't want to have a mask on, you have to show record of being vaccinated. So those two things are my reasons. I'm curious if you guys have theories as to why this is happening. It's weird, right? All of a sudden they just lift their mask mandates. It's bizarre.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one theory. The other theory I heard is that Rand Paul really, you know, put Fauci to the ropes on that congressional hearing like a week or 10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about the, you know, he backed him in a corner on the gain of function question and basically whether the virus was made in a lab in Wuhan. And so, you know, Fauci was backpedaling and this and that. And I think he, you know, realized that he's backed into a corner. So literally like a day or two later, Walensky, that creeper from the CDC, she made that announcement and lifted the mask mandate and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was a really good video of Rand Paul going after Fauci. That was great.
So that could be one reason. I don't know. Maybe they realized like, hey, this whole COVID scam is losing legs. We better give the people, the peasants, their freedom a little bit.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. As long as we don't see right through it, then they're doing their job, right? Just kind of keep stringing us along, right?
Yeah.
And I live in Texas where, you know, screw all of it. You don't have to wear them at all. Yet most of the minions, they're all wearing them.
Wow.
It just blows my mind. They don't have to. They're wearing them. It's a security blanket now.
Oh, here too. I'm in Chicago. I see people walking on the street outdoors with their mask on still.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I see it too. The neighbor guy was telling me, we live in it's almost all Catholic around here. And the priest got up on the pulpit and told everybody, whoever got the vaccine doesn't have to wear their mask anymore. So the priest is even involved in it. And I said, had I been there, which I don't go anymore, I say I was raised Catholic. I wasn't born Catholic. And nothing that, there's a lot of good people, don't get me wrong. I just don't agree with a lot of the things. Mm-hmm. And if I would have been there, I'd have walked right out. And I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'd have walked right out.
Wow. What happened to HIPAA laws about privacy? Whose business is it whether or not you've been vaccinated? What happened to that?
Yeah.
What happened to this awful, awful pandemic where everybody's dying, yet they open the borders up to anybody that wants to walk across there? Wouldn't that be your first thing you'd do is close borders from all around if it was such a deadly thing?
They're closing the borders. Like they're closing the borders to people's homes, which is their front door, right? They're locking everyone down.
Yeah.
So they want to keep people in their homes, but they're not closing the borders anywhere else. I mean, it's like, you're right. If it's really a pandemic, you don't have to sell a vaccine. You don't have to give incentives. Like Bridget said, you don't have to give people like a donut for getting a vaccine. You know, vaccinated. You don't have to and put people into a lottery, you know, for being trying to sell a vaccine. It's obviously not working. People aren't going to believe it. And something Fauci said the other day that only 50% of the people that work at the NIH have received both doses of the vaccine. So here you have the NIH, which is, you know, a part of the global cabal under Dr. Fauci's control, and only half of the people that work there have gotten two doses of the vaccine. You would expect 100% of the people would. And I don't know what's weirder, that only 50% of those people got the vaccine, or he admitted that. I don't know what's weirder.
You know, my daughter works at a dialysis center. It's called DaVita. They're all over around here. I don't know on you guys' neck of the woods if they're around. It's mostly women. I think there's one man. There's quite a few of them that work there. She's the only one that didn't get the vaccine, and they shamed her for probably 3 months. Guess what's happening to every woman? Hormonal problems now. Two of them are getting hysterectomies. One of them went nutso. She thinks her husband's out to kill her. She brought their alarm clock to work and was taking it apart one day at work because she thought her husband was spying on her through the alarm clock. She now thinks he's a member of the gay mafia. I have no idea what that is, and nobody else does. The husband is beside himself. Every single woman is having hormonal problems, and one of them's pregnant.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to comment on that because this is interesting, Rebecca. So they, during the study of the vaccine, which there was not any significant amount of time to study the vaccine, number one, it takes years to follow people that did had the placebo versus the actual vaccine to get adequate data to document anything. So we know that they just blew that out of the water. But I have a patient that comes here, and her husband have spent tens of thousands of dollars on fertility, and her husband and her do not see eye to eye on COVID-19 and the vaccine. He is COVID scared and retarded, and she's logical and doesn't agree with what he does. He went and got vaccinated. Here they are spending tens of thousands of dollars on fertility treatment, and it showed in every study they did do on any animal species that fertility went right out the window. Any animal that they studied with this vaccine miscarried or did not do well, or they were born with defects. And this idiot goes out and gets vaccinated and was so proud of his second vaccine. And she's like, why am I doing this? Why am I even going to try?
Yeah. 28 days. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and the doctors tell them that they can't have sex for 28 days after the vaccine because they know about the side effects of it.
Oh, yeah.
So they know what they're doing. And Rob, I'm going to go back to what Rob was saying about when he was going to try to visit his niece and they wanted the flu vaccine. Well, they also press on the whooping cough vaccine, pertussis, when the number one spread of whooping cough is caused by the vaccine itself. So they want you in the hospital to visit a newborn baby if you don't get the whooping cough, but you are 99% more likely to give the baby whooping cough if you get the vaccine. And that's factual science.
Wow.
So it's just, it's mind blowing and ridiculous.
It's crazy. I told my kids, if I have to get a shot to see your kids, guess what? They don't know granny.
Wow, that's powerful.
My friend did that. Her son told her they had a brand new baby, and he said, you're not allowed to see her unless you get the vaccine. So she got it. And I told her, I said, you're crazy. I said, then visit via Zoom, FaceTime, whatever you need to do. But she went and got it. She goes, I'll never be able to see my grandbaby if I don't do it. Shame on him.
Here's the question that Kate and I were talking about for, gosh, really late last night into the evening. And this is something that we're all hearing a lot, right? And that is, be very careful who you surround yourself with when it comes to vaccines, right? Mm-hmm. So these vaccines, we don't know what's in them. They're not even releasing the information about what's in them. There's a lot of weird stories. Bridget was just, you know, all this stuff going on with the vaccines. And is it possible they're shedding God knows what, right? So this doctor I was listening to last night on a radio show was saying, be very careful who you allow, like who you're close to, specifically within a close duration of getting the vaccine, right? So our kids are two, or they're going to be three here in a month, twin boys, and her parents have gotten the vaccine, both of them. Both parents got both vaccines, right? So we said to them, okay, you have to wait at least 2 weeks before you can see our kids, right? Yeah. So at least. But who knows? It may not even shed. It may not even be a big deal. It may be the biggest deal in the world. We don't know. So a lot of people are saying, be cautious, wait 2 weeks. The question becomes, if these things are shedding, how do you, we're not going to be able to avoid everybody, right? And do we know the difference between, let's say Rob, you're vaccinated, right? And we're hanging out. And so today we have lunch together. You're vaccinated this morning. We have lunch together. Am I more at risk by hanging out with you? I didn't get the vaccine, but you did. Or am I at more of a risk if, Rob, you don't get the vaccine, but you hang out with someone who did get the vaccine, maybe they shed on you, and is it possible you can shed on me? These are all questions we don't know. And so it's literally impossible to stay away from anyone who's had the vaccine, because even if you live like a hermit, you still got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So what we were talking about last night is the only thing that we really can do is to really take ownership of our health and start doing things that boost our immune system and have things in your back pocket that you can do if things, you know, if the shit hits the fan, you know, and there's lots of things.
They're trying to prevent you from doing that too. You heard that they're trying to like ban NAC?
I heard that. Yeah. On Amazon.
What are they going to do next? Ban vitamin D? I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And zinc?
Load up now. Get a bunch now before they start doing it. Bridget just shared with us with Kate the other day about, I should let you say it, Bridget, about the Argentin 23.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Argentin 23, it's an amazing product that it comes in a liquid form or a topical first aid gel. But colloidal silver has been known for thousands of years to be a natural antiviral, bacterial, and antifungal. I use it intravenously for all viruses. I have patients with lung cancer, put it in a nebulizer. You can put it in your eye for pink eye, ear infections. It'll knock out the flu in an hour. If I do high dose vitamin C followed by Argentin 23 in the IV, you don't dilute it down. I have it microfiltered with a 23 ppm and it's amazing, but they don't want to talk about that either. They actually try to put it on back order for about 4 months because everybody was buying all this colloidal silver during the fake pandemic. But they don't, you know, the pharmaceutical companies don't like people to know about these things. It takes away from their profit margins and, you know, getting people to take their pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. So, but it's an amazing product. It's in the link. You know, Rebecca purchased it the other day. It's huge for shingles. We were having a conversation about shingles the other day. And it'll get rid of that. It actually minimizes scarring. The topical first aid gel is better than any Sylvadine cream in a burn unit. Sylvadine cream is simply made to reduce scarring, which is still very minimal, but this actually takes the pain away and you have no scarring or no trauma to the skin after applying it from any first, second, or third degree burn. It's amazing.
Hey, what is the website? Do you have a website for that, like a source?
There is one. I will put it up. Give me 1 second. I'll put it up there for you guys, okay?
Yeah. Is it silver-based?
It is. It's the purest molecule of a colloidal silver.
Okay.
So it's a hydrosol silver.
I see. So is it's silver base and then there's other compounds in it or primarily?
No, it's just pure nanoparticles of silver.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm going to put it up right now. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. So guys, like stuff like this, Beck, like you're awesome for buying that. We should all be looking at buying some MMS, buying some oregano, buying some Argentin 23, getting some other forms of silver. We should all be investing in some of these things that we can utilize. And we should all be buying a nebulizer. You know, these things, even though the majority of the naturopathic doctors are in agreement that this COVID-19 is not a respiratory virus, it's a blood disease. But still, we should all have nebulizers to use, you know, for various reasons. But we should all be investing in some of these products, tools, and different, you know, machines, equipment to support our health. So we should definitely be looking into these things, guys.
Agreed.
Yeah, nice. Argentin23.com. Okay, cool. Thanks, Bridget.
You're welcome. And I'm going to go, you guys. I've got another Zoom call, but it was nice to see everybody and speak with you again. And I'll see you guys next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Bridget. Have a great one.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. That's awesome. So Beck, you purchased this?
Yes, I did right after we got off from the meeting with Kate, because I was telling them how I was battling shingles. And that was another thing we got on was I said, physically, I felt like I was so good. It shocked me when I got it. And it'll be 9 weeks on Saturday is when I started the pain. And of course I didn't go to the doctor, and I'm learning a lot about it. And I think a lot of it was some emotional things that I've been suppressing, because I've been so healthy physically. Mm-hmm. And I've got all the toys that you do practically, and go outside in the first of the sun when I can, when it's nice here, go out barefoot a lot. And when that rash started, I was just shocked. And then it got worse after the rash left. And what we think is, my nephew's a chiropractor, so I've been working with him. We think it's post-herpetic neuralgia, because the nerves were damaged.
Uh-huh.
So it is like the pain just would not go away. I couldn't sleep. And so now I can relax. It's getting better.
Oh,
but
great.
I used DMSO on it. So I was in Mexico on vacation when I broke out with the rash the night before we flew out. So I went to a drugstore in Mexico. Of course, you know, you get anything. And I got some gabapentin because that's supposed to help with pain. So I got myself through that, but I got worse when I got home. And I also got what they call a hernia on the side. I felt like I was a stuffed sausage. And the nerves were so inflamed, it looked like I had a hernia.
Wow.
And that's gone now, thank God. Very uncomfortable.
Did you go to a chiropractor to help with the nerve flow?
Yeah, I went to just get adjusted. I refused to go to a general practitioner because I know what they're going to do. I probably would have had to get a colonoscopy and drugs and God knows all the other things they would have put me through. But I feel so empowered that I was working with it myself and with my nephew, the chiropractor. And
you know what? The big go-to is immediately if you're feeling sick or if you're feeling like you got something like a rash like that, typically that's just inflammatory. That's oxidation, right? That's an inflammatory response. One of the best ways to calm that down is doing a blood donation. Did you do that or have you done one of those recently?
I used to give blood all the time until we started going out of the country, and then they wouldn't take it anymore. If I was in a malaria part of a country, uh-huh. But then remember I told you 3 years ago and that tick bit me, I ended up getting Lyme. That's how I found you guys. And I think that's probably lowered my immunities too. I don't think they'll take my blood now that I had that.
You know probably can. That? You can do a phlebotomy session and they just discard the blood.
Okay.
So if you're ever feeling sick, if you ever have like a rash like that, just think immediately blood donation. And that many times will help, because what that's doing is that this inflammatory response your body's having is a result of iron, too much oxidation, resulting in the iron interacting with oxygen in your body. And so this creates like this inflammatory oxidation process all throughout your body. And then if you combine that, like, let's say you have that going on, we all have that going on all the time, but let's say you also have a compromised liver at the same time, then your liver can't deal with these toxic compounds. In the first place that things show up in a toxic liver is your skin. And so working on the liver, maybe doing some castor oil packs, doing a blood donation, taking some copper, maybe some copper rich foods to help deal with the iron. All those things can help the inflammatory response. So I'm glad you're feeling better though. That's great.
Oh yeah. I'm just getting sleep I've probably been able to sleep for about a week now. I mean, I was walking around like a zombie. I would have went and got a bunch of leeches and put them all over me if I would have thought that would have worked. I'm not beyond, anybody give me some advice, I'll do it. It's just, you can't get comfortable. You can't sleep. It's just.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
almost
terrible.
Like somebody took barbed wire and wrapped it around me, but just affected the one side and just was pulling it tighter. Oh. And then if I do anything like now, there's a lot of work to do around here. I do a lot of work outside. The other day I was doing stuff, boy, did I pay for it. And I didn't even feel like I even did that much. And then I went and gave a massage to a gal yesterday. That about whipped me because they've been bugging me and I've been putting them off because it's been 9 weeks. And finally I said, okay, I'll do one. And I don't know if she zapped my energy or what, but boy.
Yeah. Consider we should always have that in our back pocket. A phlebotomist, if you're worried about them not taking your blood, or do a Red Cross blood donation. Anytime you're feeling like a flu come on, anytime you have a chronic thing, you know, going on like a rash or something that comes up, first thing, think blood donation, because all of that iron is, if you take your age and multiply it by 365, that's going to be the amount of iron you have in your body. And we're supposed to have around men are supposed to have around 5,000 milligrams of iron, and women are supposed to have, I think, 3,000. But if you take my age, 45, 46, and donate or times it by 365, you get something like 16,000. So all of that iron is causing oxidation and rust. Because the only thing to, like, when we deal with oxygen, when we breathe oxygen, that oxygen comes in and immediately interacts with iron and causes that rust. And then the iron gets stored in your tissues and creates inflammation. And there's a lot of studies saying oxidation is the cause of every known disease that we have, oxidation. So it's just something to think about. You know, if you have something come up, having some bad digestion, having a flu or sickness, just think blood donation. And then, you know, start working on other things as well. But that would be like a foundation. Always just think, okay, it's like taking an aspirin for a headache kind of a thing, you know?
I even wonder at the chiropractor's office if some of them don't do that with the blood. I'm going to find out.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Doesn't Bergman do blood stuff at his office?
Yeah, he does. His Mexico office, he can't do it in the States because, you know, for all the reasons, but right. He does it in Mexico, and it's a live blood cell analysis, but that's not the same as a blood donation. Like, they're not taking out as much blood as they normally would.
I got to see if I can find some place around here where I can see if I can do that.
Type into Google mobile phlebotomist.
Mobile phlebotomist?
Yeah, and then put your zip code or something, because if you're worried about them, like the Red Cross, taking your blood because of, you know, potential Lyme or whatever, you know, phlebotomy session will just allow them to come take your blood and then they discard it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out.
I'm glad you're feeling better. That's good to hear.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel real good about it. You know, I had a couple of friends that had it. Actually, Amanda Vollmer says there's an epidemic on shingles because of the vaccinations for chickenpox. And she talks about DMSO, how good it is for that. And
but did you try that early?
What's that?
Didn't you try DMSO and it didn't work?
Yes, I did. But you know what happened? I was in Mexico at the time, so I didn't have any. I didn't, and I found a pain reliever in their store, but I didn't see the DMSO. But when I got home, I started. But I just think if I would have been at home, I maybe could have gotten a little more aggressive with it. But I'm putting it on now.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
I learned a lot from it. You know, like my friends all went to the doctor and right away on antibiotics and had to keep going back to the doctor all the time. And I'm real glad I didn't go that route. You know, just,
oh yeah, this is cool. So Rob left, he had to take off, but Bill, you were asking about where you can get ivermectin, and I shared the America's Frontline Doctors link in the chat room, as well as my friend Dr. Stephen Hines in Texas, and he may have some sources for getting ivermectin. But then Rob, before he left, shared Meehan MD, M as in Mary, Meehan, MD.com. And he shared the link in the chat room. So for ivermectin, and I'd recommend getting some hydroxychloroquine and maybe some ivermectin to have on hand just for the coming flu season, fall or winter season. But if you go down to the bottom right, there's like three little buttons and you can save the chat now. So there's a way to save the chat and you can get the links that we shared in there if you guys are interested before we leave.
I didn't know that.
Cool. Yeah, because Bridget shared that argentin23.com. But Bill was saying that's very expensive. Was it expensive?
No, I didn't think it was that bad at all. I actually went on that web. I just Googled argentin23 and it went to this company, but then it directed me right to Amazon.
Oh, really?
So I got the liquid and the gel. I didn't think it was any, I mean, it wasn't, I think $40 for a little jar, and then the gel might've been like 25 or something, but you know what, that's worth it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill was saying it's like grossly overpriced, but that doesn't sound very expensive.
Yeah. Unless he was at a different company or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the site Argentin 23. So that'll be in the chat if you save it. And it looks like you have to create an account. But yeah. So these are the types of things that I would really recommend all of us do to prepare. Is, you know, like you look at natural civilizations and they're always preparing for the next season. You know, people that are connected to the earth do this. Ancient mm-hmm. cultures, you know, they're always looking for the next season, and we should be doing the same. So mm-hmm. we should be investing in buying some MMS, buying some ivermectin, buying some hydroxychloroquine, buying some oregano, buying, you know, some of these things that, you know, medicinal mushrooms, there's certain key ones that are really great. Buying a red light therapy device, buying some of these devices that can help, you know, in case something ever does happen. So I'd really recommend we all do this. Maybe buying an ozone machine, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Really important to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, even before when you guys were talking that, you know, maybe like August or September, things maybe are going to hit again. And like Isla, which is awesome, he's moving, but what do we do when we're staying? Make our own little fortress, I guess, or something. I don't know. I mean, how do you stay safe if the laws are really going to come down and try to force you into taking the vaccine?
Yeah, I know. It's, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do legally that we've talked about. And, you know, from a natural medicine based perspective, I shared some things in a video in the Academy under the Q&A with Jay section about that. And there's lots of things we could do, but man, we just got to avoid getting this shot altogether, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. You know, yes. I hardly ever get on Facebook anymore. I still have an account, but I rarely get on. But the other day I saw where I got a notice, you know, that a friend of mine posted something, and I thought, you know, I'm going to be nosy and see what she put on there. And here there's four kids in their family and they're having this big celebration. We all got our vaccine. They went out for dinner, showed them at dinner. We're all safe now to be together again. Our family can finally be together again. And two of them are nurses, but I almost feel like sometimes that's almost worse when you got that title behind your name, because then you're all of a sudden you're an authority. And I thought there, they put that out there and, you know, look at us, we all got our vaccine. And I know three of them out of the four have health issues. And I think, I don't know what is going to happen to them.
I know.
Nice people, very nice people. But, you know, and, you know, even before when you were talking that it shocks you that people are getting it when they know the risk. I don't think a lot of them know the risk. I told somebody the other day, I said, do you know you can't sue them? They didn't know that.
Really?
I think a lot of people don't know that.
I can't believe that. I was telling Kate just yesterday, like, how is it that people don't realize that there's a 99.97% success rate overcoming this virus, you know? Yeah. And that's for people that are sick. Like if you're sick and unhealthy, and choose to do zero treatment, you still have a 99.97% success rate. How do people, and she said, yeah, most people don't know that.
Yeah. And I'm like, my 93-year-old aunt got it and she recovered just fine.
Huh.
She got COVID?
Uh-huh.
It's like, my God.
Hey, you know what? our neighbor's mother is almost 100 and she got it and she's fine.
Oh my God. It's just, yeah. I don't know why people don't know these
things.
It
just depends on who you're talking to, right? Yeah. Maybe we're on our way to dinner and our friends, my brother-in-law was telling us, oh my gosh, Steve got so sick. He was almost in the hospital. It was horrible. We saw him at dinner. I said, I heard you had COVID pretty bad. And it was okay. Well, about 2 weeks. So it just depends on who's telling the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Why
it's...
We have to...
No, go ahead, Rebecca.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead, Beck. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know when we ever got to the point where we have to name our illness. You know, in the past, nobody even asked you if you were sick. And even if they found out you were a big deal, you know, people get sick. They grab a blankie and they go watch a movie and a couple days you're good. But now we have to name it. It's COVID. And oh my God, this is awful.
I know it's amazing, right? It's amazing that people would put an untested product into their arm and trust the corporation, yeah, not realizing the most basic things about what's going on. Like, yeah, how they, how, and you know, if they call the vaccine that falls under the 1986 Act, drug companies aren't responsible for anything that happens to you. You can't sue them. There's a 99.97% success rate. There's natural treatments that work, like ivermectin, or there's, you know, medical treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. There's natural treatments, like we've talked about, ozone, UBI, vitamin C. They don't know that. I mean, and then you don't know all of that, and yet you put something in your arm. You have no idea what it is. Right. You have no idea.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's amazing. I was going to... Just,
okay. Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing in your area, but in our area, they just are not treating it. And I believe they're doing that all over the country. They just send you home, they test you positive, say, yeah, you're sick. And then they test you, they send you home and tell you, come back if you can't breathe. And then they put you on a ventilator, which is a death sentence. And like I said, you got these doctors testifying before Congress that they can knock it out in 3-4 days. You just named half a dozen things you can do for it. The Chinese are given high vitamin C intravenous, but they just are not treating it whatsoever. And then they want to talk about how many people die.
Do we know if the government has stopped giving hospitals those financial kickbacks? Because that could be a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, because they're getting 13,000, I think, for a COVID positive, and then I think 42,000 for if a person was put on a ventilator. You know, back when this thing first started, so the hospitals are desperate for money. So you know, they were doing all that, but I don't know if that stopped, and maybe that's why they're not treating people. Who knows?
Well, that's the big thing too. They talk about how full an ICU is and all this, and you talk to any hospital, if they don't keep their ICU 95% full, they're in financial problems. Mm-hmm. The financial people want their ICUs full, mm-hmm, because that's money. That's some of their biggest money they make. Wow. And, you know, the news takes it and the government takes it that, you know, all these, you know, ICUs are almost maxed out. And that's the way they stay. They want you.
Hey, I worked in a hospital for a while, and when we had our meetings with an outpatient, they'd have the monthly meetings and talk about how we got to get our numbers up.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have to do something to get our numbers up. I almost said, well, how about we get one of your family members in here? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
They don't even realize what they're saying sometimes.
Yeah. Hey guys, I have to run, but make sure to save the chat, because Rob shared a good link of where to get ivermectin, and I shared a good link on where to get hydroxychloroquine if you need it. So make sure to save the chat.
Okay. Can you publish that chat or copy it, and can we email it? Or I'm on my phone. I don't know how to.
Yeah, no worries. What I can do is I will send you. Are you able to get your messages inside the forum of the academy?
Yes. Yeah.
What is your username? And I'll send it to you. I don't know what your username is.
I believe it's just Peter Tinsley.
Or, you know, if you want to send me an email too, that'll work. I'll send you this chat. Perfect.
I'll send you.
Perfect.
I've been driving. I'm actually.
All right, guys. Love you all, man. This is so great to
you too. You too. Yeah. Thanks so much for doing this.
Nice to talk to everybody.
Bye.
So, bye, everybody. So awesome. All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Guys. Bye.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.